Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Beat Bernie brought to you by Pete Morgan Peerless Boilers, America's best built boiler. And even as the weather gets warm, don't forget, it'll be cold again before you know it.
No, now's the time to get it, people, because when it's cold, you don't want your boiler to break.
Thank you for that, Matt Meany. Mark is in Queens today, a pharmaceutical salesman. He's our contestant. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sid. How are you?
I'm well, buddy. You?
Great, great. Never better. Enjoying the weather.
All right. Can you get us free Percocet, Vicodin, and Cialis?
Negative.
Okay.
Unfortunately not. Not without a prescription.
Couldn't hurt to ask, right? What if John O'Halloran writes the prescription? He's not
Unless
a doctor.
He's a certified. No. Won't go.
Not going to happen. All right. Well, couldn't hurt to ask. Anyway, best of luck in today's game. You know how the game works? Five questions. Bernie Saint, five questions. At stake today, Mark, $100 gift card and a Barry House coffee mug. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark. In January of 1990, who was the mayor of the District of Columbia caught on videotape during a sting operation smoking crack cocaine? He was arrested by the FBI officials on drug charges.
Was it Barry?
Yes. Marion Barry. Very good. On May 26th of 1978, the USA's first legal casino outside Nevada was opened by Resorts International in which East Coast city?
Is it Atlantic City?
Yes! Look at you. Until it was abolished in 404 AD, for 300 years prior, gladiators would do battle at what structure located in the city of Rome?
Is it the Parthenon?
No. The Colosseum. I've been there, by the way. It's gorgeous.
Colosseum.
Beautiful. Right, it is. Colosseum is gorgeous. I will say this. I'm not gay. Not even close. But Russell Crowe, Gladiator, I think I'd bang him. He looked that good. Anyway, here's number four. The Camp David Accords established a framework for a historic peace treaty between Israel and Egypt in March of 1979. It was signed by President Jimmy Carter, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, and what Israeli prime minister?
Begin.
Yes.
I think it was Menachem Begin.
Yes. Very good. Mark, your chance to go 4 out of 5 and put all the pressure on Bernie to be perfect. Here's your fifth and final question. What is the only U.S. state whose recorded temperature has never dropped below 0 degrees Fahrenheit? The only one.
Florida?
Wrong.
That is incorrect. Florida, I got to tell you, I've been to West Palm Beach in December. It's snowing. The answer is Hawaii, but you still got 3 right. You did very, very well. Pressure on Bernie to get at least 4 right to win today's game. So let's get Bernie back in studio. Nice job, Mark.
It's pretty good for a Monday. You know, people waking up.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Colosseum, yes. The Parthenon, I believe, is in Greece.
It is. It's in Athens. Yes. And the Colosseum, of course, is in Rome. And lions and
but
tigers.
Let's keep that
and
conversation, because here comes Bernie.
Yeah. Hi, Bernard. How are you?
Hello, Sydney.
4 right, and you win today's game, okay?
4 right, okay.
Yeah, I need a massage, man. My neck is bothering me.
Well, look at me, pal.
I know. I mixed edibles and melatonin last night in an attempt to get to sleep early. And
what are you, Bob Kraft?
I mean, I don't know what I am, but my neck hurts me today. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Not that you care. Nobody cares. Nah. Although, you know, I say that nobody cares, and I swear to God, I'm going to get like 50 messages now. With neck,
it's virtue signaling. It's just sucking up, and
yeah, right.
Then they
that's
go
true.
On their about their lives,
no, of
and
course.
Their business.
I know,
but nobody
I,
really does care.
I got like 50 already. Happy early birthday, Sid. Happy first day of your birthday.
Good, see that? Good. They got that out of the way.
That's right. Bernie, in January of 1990, who was the mayor of the District of Columbia caught on videotape during a sting operation smoking crack cocaine and was arrested by FBI officials on drug charges?
And he said, the bitch set me up.
That's exactly what he said.
Right.
You're right.
Exactly. Marion Barry.
Yes. That's exactly what he said.
Not Marion Morris.
No.
That was John Wayne.
See what you did there?
Well,
DMX could have said the same exact thing. The bitch set me up. On March 26th of 1970, is this 8 or 6? Well, I can't see a damn thing.
All right, so Sid needs a massage. We already got him hearing aids. That would be 78.
Thank you.
Get you some glasses,
all
too.
Right, thank you. The U.S. city's first legal casino outside Nevada was opened by Resorts International in what East Coast city? After Nevada, what came next?
It was Atlantic City?
Yes!
Of course.
Until it was abolished in 404 A.D., for 300 years prior, gladiators would do battle at what structure located in the city of Roma?
The Staples Center.
That's right!
I believe it was the Colosseum.
That's right. Right. So now, if you get one of these two right, you've won today's game. Feel pretty good about it?
I'm really very nervous, to be quite honest.
I can see. The Camp David Accords established a framework for a historic peace treaty between Israel and Egypt in March of 1979. It was signed by President Jimmy Carter, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, and what Israeli prime minister?
I'd have to say the, was it Begin or was it the other guy? I'd have to go with Menachem Begin.
Is that your final answer? Correct. Yeah. You already won today's game. You want to go perfect, though? Here's your fifth and final opportunity. What is the only U.S. state whose recorded temperature has never dropped below 0 degrees Fahrenheit? Never in this state.
It would have to be the 50th state, Hawaii.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Hawaii 5-0, baby.
That's a win for Bernie by a final score of 5-3. Bernie, say hello to Mark from Queens.
Hello, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Bernie? I'm good. It was a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Mark, do you know that Menachem Begin was part of, a terrorist group called the Irgun?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah. He blew up...
Those guys got the job done, though.
He blew up the Camp David Hotel, did Menachem. And then he went on to become a prime minister. So he got the job done. He kicked the British out, as I stated here... in a previous beat, Bernie, in 1947, and then they declared their independence that day. So how are things out in Queens, Mark?
Dark and gloomy.
Really? What part of Queens are you
in? Dark and gloomy. Fresh Meadows.
Sounds so nice. Fresh Meadows.
I know, Fresh Meadows
Fresh
sounds
Meadows,
nice.
Yes.
But it's like Middle Village sounds kind of nice.
But it's just not. It's, like you said, dark and gloomy. Not only good. Just because of the weather today, but what? What else? What else? What are the other reasons why it's dark and gloomy, Mark?
All of a sudden, we have like homeless people walking on the street. They come up to you. Some of them want to attack you. You know, like I feel like you need to walk around with a weapon these days.
I'm telling you, it's awful. For you Fresh Meadows, Queens. My God, it sounds like, an urban utopia.
Yeah.
And yet, this is what Cuomo and de Blasio have done. Mark, I'm sorry about that. I hope you get the hell out, or I hope we turn it around here. One way, one or the other. But my thanks to you for playing the game and listening to the Bernie and Sid Show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Now, you too. Mark is a... pharmaceutical sales guy, so I asked him for free Percocet, Vicodin, and Cialis, and he said no to all three. Without any hesitation. He wasn't even like, put me on hold, and I'll, you know.
I wonder, do these guys get into that, some of them for that reason? You know what I mean?
Just to get the free pills?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Sell them on the side, you can make some good money.
If you're looking at the choice of career, you know, when you see that.
Yeah.
You say, why not? I'll take that in college. I'll major in pharmaceuticals in college, or whatever the hell.
That's what I did. I think I majored in pharmaceuticals.
No, but seriously.
It wasn't my official major, of course.
Right. But you get
the drift, yeah.
You get everything you want. Everything and anything you want.
And you know what drug, you know, what effects will, you know, potentially happen with drugs.
You take pharmacology. You're a pharmacist.
You just go on Google. What's the big deal?
True.
So look up Dilaudin and see how it goes for you. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. We will close today's show as we do every day. It's become a very popular ending to Bernie and Sid. That is your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid. It's coming up next.